Have you ever had the experience of perhaps being invited to or being taken to some event, a party or an event perhaps, and you kind of said to yourself, I would rather not? I think we've all kind of had that experience. Maybe married couples among us might be able to share this experience of saying, I'd rather not go to this, honey. But then when you go, you realize after the event, that wasn't actually that bad. It was far more interesting and fun and enjoyable than I anticipated. Well, this I think we can all relate to. There was a little girl actually a couple weeks ago here at St. John's who was getting ready for her first confession, and she was terrified. You know, just, it's scary going to confession. Let's, you know, be honest about it. It's scary. And she was almost in tears and not wanting to do it. And so her mom, you know, walked her to the door of confessional, let her in, and little girl comes out, you know, a couple minutes later, and she is beaming. Smile from ear to ear. And she's like, Mom, that was amazing. I told the priest all of my sins, and he forgave me. It was amazing. I feel great. And Mom's like, oh, that's great. She was very excited. You know, it's great to, you know, go to confession, have that joy. She said, Mom, can we do this tomorrow? And Mom's like, no, we have to actually, you know, your sin's gone. Your soul is white right now. You don't have anything to confess. The little girl kind of thinks about it a minute and says, but what if I write down the things that I am planning on doing and tell those to the priest? So we all know that experience. Expecting something and then having our expectations turned upside down. When Jesus Christ came into the world, he turned the expectations of the world upside down. He came in a most unexpected way. We all know that God loves us, absolutely. They created the world, excellent. But in perhaps the greatest act in the entire history of the universe, God became one of us. And not only that, he came in a manner that we would have never expected. The Israelites, the Jewish people, the chosen people, expected the Savior of them and of the world to come as a mighty general, a king who would march across the world with armies and violence and be able to take over, say, the Roman Empire, to defeat them. And what happens? Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, comes as a little baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger because his parents could not get room in the inn. They were too poor. He came as a humble child. This was totally unexpected. And these Israelites would have thought, oh, the first visitors to Jesus, to the Savior, would be kings and princes and nobles and diplomats. And rather, it is ordinary shepherds, those on the lowest level of society. Totally unexpected. And when Jesus enters, when he grows up, and he starts to proclaim the good news of God, that he is the Messiah and that he will take away the sins of the world, he shatters everyone's expectations. Instead of conquering with armies, Jesus conquered with healing, forgiveness, and mercy. Instead of ruling with power, Jesus comes to rule and lead with humility. Instead of winning over the world on a battlefield, Jesus wins the world, wins the supreme victory over sin, death, hatred, and suffering through his own suffering and death. And then, as if to crush all of the evil of the world, he rises from the dead to show that no evil is more powerful than God. Through his whole life, Jesus flipped expectations upside down. He exceeded expectations. And we could keep going on and on, but the whole insight I want to bring to your attention here tonight is that every surprising act of Jesus, every act that went beyond expectations, was done out of love for you and I. Everything was done out of love. And what is more, God continues to love us. As I was praying for this over this homily and praying for all of you who would be coming to Christmas Mass, this was the insight put on my heart, that God loves each one of us today in unexpected ways, ways that we could not have anticipated. Yes, there are many issues in today's world, national issues, global ones, and also issues more personal, things that we each personally deal with, family, friends, relationships, perhaps an illness, perhaps financial difficulties. God is in the midst of, God is with us, in our midst, and He loves us and shows His love for us in very unexpected ways. God often can give us an unexpected message about an unexpected person. I experienced this past semester when I participated in a program we have at the parish here called Alpha. Alpha is a program where we watch, there's different small groups, maybe made up of 10 to 12 people. We watch a video, and it basically, we get a chance in a very comfortable, non-judgmental environment to talk about the big questions. Who am I? Who is God? Does God exist? Who is Jesus Christ? And why is there suffering in the world? And as I was, I went to do this Alpha program as a participant. And one of the things that my group leader was kind of surprised at was she said she was very nervous praying in front of a priest. I was just a participant, and she had to pray over me. And she said, I almost hyperventilated, having to pray over you. But as we talked about prayer, I brought up something that has informed my own prayer life that people were kind of shocked at. I said, has anyone here ever gotten mad at God? And everyone, shaking their head, nodding their heads, yes. It's like, you ever like yelled at Him or like gotten angry at Him? I said, I have all the time. It's part of my, prayer life is to wrestle with God. And people were kind of shocked that a priest is telling them this. I said, this is being real with God. The whole history of Israel, the whole Old and New Testament is all about struggling with God and God loving us in the midst of that struggle and leading us ever closer to Him. And a guy came up to me after that meeting where we were just sharing. He said, that was amazing. I'd never heard that before. And this has totally changed the way I pray. God can say unexpected messages through unexpected people. I just recently went down to Annapolis a couple days ago to do street evangelization, where we go out and hand out rosaries to people and ask if people need prayers. Now, most people, when they first hand a rosary, they're kind of like, I'd rather not. But it was amazing once you tell people, is there anything I can pray for you? Anything that you're dealing with, anybody that needs prayers. And immediately, all the people who went down to Annapolis saw this, where this person in front of me offering me a rosary does not want anything from me, just wants to love me and pray for me. And it was through experience of talking about suffering, talking about the issues of life, the tough things, that they opened up. And it was amazing. For me, as I begin this, as I have come into the parish here, this is my first Christmas here at St. John's, the thing that has most surprised me and the way in which the Lord has touched me is that He often comes through community. He often comes through friendships and people that show the love of God through their actions and words. My friends, my parting gift to you tonight, my gift of Christmas, is this question. Where is God loving you? Is it in an unexpected way? Perhaps in an unexpected person? Perhaps in a community? Perhaps in something that you did not expect and that surprises you? Is God calling you? Is God loving you in a way that you not see yet? Embrace that, because this is the way that God acts in the world. He came 2,000 years ago in an unexpected way, and He wants to come to you today in an unexpected way. Amen?